football on off the ball.
You called him a disgrace earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'll call him a disgrace again. I'm amazed at this idea that like Messi is somehow like the player who's got a lot to answer for. It's all the others have a lot to answer for.
Join in the obsession.
Hurling on off the ball with Apple Green, making every journey a winning one.
It is full-time in Croke Park and Limerick have been crowned 2026 All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions after a comprehensive 11-point win over Galway this afternoon on a full-time score of 129-118. Leading by 5 points at the break and with the wind at their backs in the second half, Limerick asserted immediate control and opened up an 8-point lead after 40 minutes. Then, Cathal O'Neill struck for goal, either side of a pair of Peter Casey points, to send Kiley's charges 12 clear. O'Neill finished with 1-4, whilst Peter Casey and Aaron Galan each hit 4 points from play. Further back, Kyle Hayes, Garrod Hegarty, Cian Lynch and Sean Finn all had savage impacts throughout the game. The captain Lynch celebrating a 72nd minute point as if it was a lead score with seconds to go. Galway were heavily reliant on their brilliant young duo of Aaron Nyland and Jason Rabbit, but just didn't get enough joy elsewhere when Limerick turned up the heat. Conor Cooney buried a penalty at the death to clean up the scoreline a touch. Limerick have now won 6 All-Ireland titles under John Kiely since his reign began back in 2017. They'll celebrate this one as much as they did the first. Full-time score in Croke Park, Galway 118. Limerick, the All-Ireland champions, 129.
I have a dressing room waiting for me.
John, that was as comprehensive a win as you've seen in an All-Ireland final. What is the feeling after a performance like that?
Look, it's joy, really. I'm just so happy for the lads. To produce that level of performance in a final takes great satisfaction, but it takes an incredible level of preparation. Paul Kinnert, that is, deserves an incredible amount of credit for the manner in which he had the team prepared for the challenge. Galway bring a very difficult tactical challenge to the table, and we've seen the last two games what that can look like when you don't control it or impact it in any way. They're incredibly good on the ball. They get numbers behind the halfway line. They're strong on opposition puck out. They're brilliant at shooting from distance. They have a target man inside who's super at holding up the ball inside. They have so many feathers to their bow, and that meant we had a multi-faceted approach to trying to deal with Galway today. And it is a credit to Paul in terms of the result that we got on pitch, in terms of how we were able to gain control of the game, keep control of the game, and limit Galway in the areas that they're strongest in. And I think that's the first thing I'd like to say. A huge well done to Paul on that. It was just extraordinary, the detail that he got to and how he nailed it. So I'm really pleased with that. For the players, they have worked tirelessly since the 15th of November last when we got together. There has never been an occasion where I was unhappy with the level of application and training, and it has been incessant. We took 5 days off over Christmas, and outside of that, I don't think we took anything more than 2 or 3 days at a time when we took a break. And they were after huge efforts, maybe in a Munster Championship match or a Munster final, Munster semi-final, you know, those types of situations. So they have been relentless in their application and their work. And the boys, the two lads are correct. There is an incredible sense of unity and togetherness within the group. An indomitable one, I would have described it as, to be quite honest with you. Caroline has made a huge impact in that regard and the work that she's done with the players since coming in. So I have to salute that. And the other part of it is, and you touched on it earlier, in terms of player availability, you know, it's very difficult in an intense season like the current setup to keep players fit, healthy and well. And, you know, our medical team and Adrian O'Brien, in particular in terms of S&C, has done an incredible job over the last 2 years in building resilient players that are available on a consistent basis. And even when they do get injured, it's only, you know, the injuries are minor and they recover really quickly from them. So I think Adrian deserves great credit for the manner in which he has produced the team as well, because every fourth quarter we felt so confident in their ability to actually see it out. So yeah, look, at huge hats off to those people, but most of all the players, the manner in which they've tackled every obstacle that has come in front of them this year, the calmness, the composure, the execution, you know, the change in application from game to game in terms of the tactical approach, the energy that they've shown, and like, we weren't accurate all the time, 52% in the All-Ireland semi-final, and we still managed to find a way of creating an opportunity. And the contribution of the overall group has been just massive. And those young lads, like, there's a lot of lads in that dressing room who've never been here on All-Ireland final day. There's nearly 20 of them there. There's a good number of the backroom team who've never been here on All-Ireland final day. You know, the core group on the pitch, yes, have been here for all of those days, but the people around them haven't. So everybody's learning, everybody's gaining experience, everybody's progressing, and everybody's contributing to that journey and to the team and that performance you saw on the pitch today.
We only get a glimpse from the outside, but you know, you reference the 63 meetings after the defeat to Dublin, all the sessions you've had since November 15th. What are those minutes like in the aftermath of achieving what you've done today?
It's just great satisfaction, in fairness. Just a shared sense of joy, like, God almighty. You know, I was a part of 94, 96, and the hurt that leaves never leaves you. You know, it scars you. Anyone that was involved will tell you that those days are never go away. So just sheer joy. And in particular, you want to see the team achieve their potential. And I felt the last 2 years, we left a bit of ourselves after us. We just didn't produce the quality in those key moments to get across the line. And look, we were up against great opposition. You know, Galway today, I mentioned them earlier. They are an incredible team, and they will come again. But look at Clare, Cork, you know, Tipperary and Waterford brought great challenges to us in their own right, in the Munster Championship as well. So, you know, it is always difficult. There's no day that you're going to get anything easy. That might have shown a margin of difference between the two teams, but it was one that we earned by sheer application and quality in what we did. It wasn't anything to do with Galway. It was our quality, our intensity that we brought to the game, the way we physically went after it. And we just were relentless in that regard. And when we got chances, we took them.
That was it though, John. I suppose you talk about Knerk and Karen Curran and all these, but at the end of the day, the work rate, the turnovers, and Limerick are just after everything he won. Able to come to every match, but that's usually a given.
It's our identity. That bunch of men, their identity is based around how hard they work on the training field, in matches, and how committed they are to doing the right thing for the group at all times. That's what it takes. That's what they're willing to give. That's what makes them special.
John, on that point, if any team can come here and run around headless and bring energy to it, the orchestrated way your middle players rest, like how you laid that for them was phenomenal. How much coaching and how much level of IQ for the players goes into that over a period of years?
I can take you back to 2015, to the under 21 campaign we had back then. Back in those days, we just had a projector, my laptop, and some very, very flimsy software that was free. Compared to what we have available to us now. But what I can tell you is those video sessions that we took them through, sitting on a concrete floor in the upstairs of our dressing room area, I knew then that these men had an ability to take a piece of footage, have it broken down, discuss it, take a learning from it, and go and apply it. And you didn't have to come back to it again, because they were able to take it and carry it forward. They are an incredibly intelligent bunch of men when it comes to taking a tactical awareness piece and applying it, and consistently applying it, and doing it under the most duress. And that in itself is a quality that this group has that, you know, is a very rare quality in elite sport, to be able to apply things consistently for years and years. So that's a level of intelligence that they have, in my view. And I've been lucky enough and privileged enough to be there when this has been put in front of them, but most of all to stand on the side and watch them apply it.
John, where does that hunger come from though? I mean, that's 11 years we're talking about. For them to be doing that more than a decade later is incredible.
They have an incredible desire and hunger, there's no doubt. But I think a lot of it is based around the level of enjoyment they get. You can hear them next door. Like, you can't do this if you're not enjoying it. You can't make those sacrifices unless you're enjoying it. And I suppose one thing we have done well as a group, and I'm talking about our backroom team, you know, every single person that's in there is cognizant of the fact that it's got to be a really enjoyable place to be. And that's been challenging the last couple of years because we were finding it difficult to get performances and get results. But, you know, everybody contributes to a happy environment, and there's great mutual support for everybody in the group, no matter what's going on in your life. There's mutual support there for everybody. So everybody means a great deal to everybody else. And we have a lot of fun. And that's critical.
Jim Gavin used to say there, John, after Dublin won All Ireland, and said it was 30 teams now who had a foot up on Dublin because they were already prepping for next season. Do you still feel like that, or are you able to sit there now and just live in the moment?
No, I'm very committed to being in the moment. I'm going to be in the moment for the next few days, if the Lord spares me. But like, no, we have to enjoy this. We have to enjoy this. Because look, we've seen how hard it is to get here. And there are great teams out there bringing great challenges every single year. I'm just glad that the lads got another opportunity today and that they took
it. All right, I'd love to call them the gruesome twosome, but that they are not when you see them on camera. It's Mike Casey and Sean Finn, two All-Ireland winners again, boys. Congratulations.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Very good.
Fantastic, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Kevin Griffin did his job pretty quickly here. He already has 2026 All-Ireland champions on the bus.
He does. He has a tough job turning the bus in.
Give us a beat. Jesus. He's straight in there, lads. Listen, we're a little bit after the game now. What are these moments like as teammates, as brothers, as friends, as a group, when you just achieve what you've done?
Yeah, look, we've had dark days over the last 2 years, you know, and that's definitely a driving factor. You know, a lot of us weren't in the country when, you know, the last two All-Ireland finals were on, and, you know, we were together in a group for a little holiday, maybe 15 or 20 of us, and it was tough. You know, it really was tough because you think you can get back there, you know, and it's sweet then when you do get back and put them in a performance like that and get the reward for all the hard work throughout the year, you know.
Sean, the forwards, right, they'll always get maybe man of the match awards and maybe hurlers of the year and credit like that. Often, usually that. But like, as a group today, as a team, like, you were awesome. The turnovers, the tackling. Tommy Walsh turned to me on commentary, a man who knows about winning All-Irelands and All-Stars, and he just said, the tackling today is what he loves to see. The ferocity of it was unreal.
Yeah, look, we've a lot to thank the forwards for, in fairness, because a lot of the effort comes from the front eight, and when we get that effort and work rate, it makes our job a lot easier. But I suppose the sweetest thing of it all is that we see how training has been going for the last probably 2 weeks, but certainly probably for the last 4 months, and then just to get that performance on the big day is probably the sweetest of all, you know. The biggest worry is that you see how well things are going in the group, to group it, and as united now as ever before, and the worry is that you don't get that performance on the day and then you leave it behind you, but just to get it today was incredible.
Yeah, Mike, you had a big job today. You were marking young Jason Rabbit.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes in, it was three fouls on Rabbit. He got booked. What was your read of that? Colm Lyon said, hit the yellow card in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, he did. After that. He did, to be fair. Joe, there was just one or two tosses there and just didn't go my way. I thought it was harsh, but look, these are the things that happen. Like, and
you needed to call a buddy in then.
Yeah, it was, and that's the thing. That's the beauty of it. Like, it was a quick, small and switch, a little change of plan, and kind of go from there. Like, you know, you don't really, I suppose you do plan for something like that happening. Like, but as a player, you kind of it's your worst nightmare. That full back line, last man in the defence, and 10 minutes in, and Colm Lyons has called you for a yellow card. Like, you know, so
And but you knew coming in, like, their game plan is to hit this lad, even though he's 19. Like, he's a big paw, and we know he can get up, and he's very.
Oh yeah,
the delivery in which it was coming from is probably the biggest issue. Like, when you get a delivery from, say, you're 30 yards out, and that delivery is so favoured for the forward. And it's just, it is difficult, in fairness, to be fair.
Yeah, no, it is, yeah.
You boys started together in 18, am I right in saying that? Have I got my maths wrong?
It's a long time ago. 17 years. Yeah, it's a lot, yeah. Back to minor, 2013, 14 even, like, yeah.
Wow. It's
yeah.
some journey, boys, isn't it?
Ah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. You know, and we're going to be around for a bit longer. We'll be around for a bit longer now.
Yeah,
so it's been some journey. We've made some memories. And, you know, like, it's the memories you go for. You know, like, all the medals and stuff, they'll collect us there at home, and the mother and father will be looking after them and all that sort of thing. But to the memories we've created over the years, the memories we're going to create over the next 4 or 5 days, and like that's what we're going to sit in a bar stool in 20 years time and look back on, like, you know.
Magic. Mike Casey, Sean Finn, well done boys.
Thank you. Well done boys.
Johnny.
David, congratulations. Number 6 for Limerick, 13 in total, 6 for you boys. That was some fun.
Yeah, it was. I suppose you like performing on the big day, you know, in the finals, that's what they're there for. And I felt like, you know, from the start, quarter one was a big emphasis for us to start well. I think we did. You know, the intensity we brought was at a high level from the very, very start. I think maybe we had a couple of maybe softish wides and maybe a few calls here or there maybe went against us, and I don't think we were as much ahead as I thought we should have been after maybe 15 or 20 minutes, but that's a credit to Galway as well, you know. But yeah, overall, I suppose, very happy with the performance and obviously with the win. Like, you know, you're coming up here to Croke Park and All-Ireland final, that's the most important thing, is to win the game, and, you know, thankfully we did.
Yeah, Jeremy, some of the scoring exploits were very impressive. Some of the lads up front did very well, but geez, some of the turnovers you got, the work rate was savage across the park as well.
Yeah, there was nowhere to hide out there, and like, I think our full forward line set the standard in the first 15 minutes, and we maintained it for the 75, I think, which is just so impressive. I think David mentioned it, like, out of all days you want to go out and express yourself, you do it in our final day, and we absolutely did that in buckets. The boys coming off the bench added to that intensity, added to the scores. Dave got a brilliant score there towards the end. He said it was the one to win the game, but we're actually up by 12 at that stage. But we're absolutely thrilled. It's special to be involved these days. So I'd address them with lads we sold which for so many years. So, the intensity the boys brought, the execution, it all came together, thankfully.
First and foremost, you have to give them huge credit for their performance and their consistency of the performance over the 70 minutes. Like, yeah, I think, you know, we're 5 down, and at that stage probably would have taken that, do you know what I mean? Hoping that we would have put in a bigger second half, and I suppose when you reflect on Limerick and the season they had up to today, you know, we were measuring it against lesser performances, if you want to put it that way, because, you know, full credit to them on the biggest day, they probably gave the best performance in a long time, and as I said, full credit to John, his management team, and all of them.
He caused them a bit of bother early doors. Jason Rabbit had clocked up 3 fouls and got Mike Casey on a yellow card after 10 minutes. I think that was the last time we were level, though, at 3 apiece. What did you get right early on, and what maybe went wrong then across that first half?
I think, for the first quarter, I thought we were okay, but I think we were forcing it a bit and just not playing our game as much. But I think you still have to give full credit to them that they nullified it. Like, they closed us down, and the amount of turnovers they had obviously gave them a massive platform. So, look, obviously it's bitter today, and it's going to hurt for a few days. And it's, you know, I've said over the last number of weeks, like, that the younger fellas in particular have to. It was important to be exposed to big games and meaningful games. Today was someone. Use the phrase there, they learned in the fire today. Do you know what I mean? It's a tough one to take, and we'll just soak it up and have to go again. I think it's a tough decision. I think when, you know, in the build up to an All-Ireland final, like, if there's been fouls maybe that haven't been consistently if they haven't been punished throughout the season, and then they're being highlighted as we get closer to the bigger game, and then unfortunately sometimes in the bigger game the rules are imposed to the letter of the law. And look, it was a head high tackle, like, there was no complaints from our side, you know, but it's hard on a young fella on the biggest day.
Welcome back to Croke Park. Has Limerick crowned All-Ireland champions for 2026? The 13th time that they've won the Liam McCarthy Cup. And under John Kiely, they won it in 2018, they won it in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, and Tommy Walsh, 2026. What a team that John Kiely has built.
Yeah, this will be probably one of their sweetest ever, you know. They went 2 years without winning it. Heartbreak against Cork 2 years ago, heartbreak last year against Dublin, when they were going really, really well, but just, you know, put out in a championship on those days. They came back, you know, for a minute one. He was playing a very strong team at the very start here in January in the Munster League, continued in the National League onto the Munster Championship, and now All-Ireland champions for the sixth time. His record and Kinnaird's record in finals now is incredible again, because another final and they, without a loss, say a normal time.
Kiely has an incredible record in finals, we know that, but they produced and they performed today. They strangled the life out of Galway out there, didn't they?
Yeah, that notebook with the 63 meetings and 63 pages, that could be released as a some sort of a book or a chapter of some sort of a book in a couple of years' time. But you only have to look at the score lines and what the different players scored and contributed from play. Like, Garrod Hegarty didn't score from play, but he was arguably one of the players of the match. The amount of assists and ball winning that he did throughout the game. Adam English was super, 2 points. Kyle Hayes gave one of the great second half performances in all Ireland finals. He's up the goal and scored 2 points himself. Aidan O'Connor, new kid. Carl O'Neill, new kid. They both scored 1-4, and say Aidan scored 5 points. So, you know, a super, super performance from all the Limerick players and the subs that came on.
2018 feels like a long time ago. When this journey, not that it started, but they got their first All-Ireland title, but it had been a lot longer since 1973, Limerick's previous All-Ireland. They've gathered so many of them in the last couple of years. Does this wrap a perfect bow on the Kiely reign and what they've achieved? We look at them down here now, they're all embracing each other and they're loving these moments and they're all with each other. Look at all the players down here, Benito's here, the hugs. This means as much as any of them that have gone before.
Well, sure, even look at the doubts that were put behind Galan, you know, hadn't scored a point in the championship so far this year, as far as we can see, and came on and scored 4 points and gave a real final, Aaron Galan type of All-Ireland final performance. Hegarty the same. So all these lads that you're saying, they're chipping on in years. If that's a loss today, you'd say, you know, is there going to be retirements? You know, Tom Morrissey didn't start, Dan Morrissey didn't start, Darragh O'Donovan didn't start. Are they going to start slipping away into the night? Now you're saying, how many more are they going to win? They're definitely going to come back next year. Like, why would they go out on the top? They waited since 73 to 2018 to win an All-Ireland final and to put away all those heartbreak from 94, from, you know, so many, you know, 94, they lost in the 5 minutes, 96 then they lost against Wexford, and you know, Wexford out to 14 men after Eamon Scanlon was sent off, and they said, will they ever? So why now, when they're at the very, very top and they're bringing in these new guys, Shane O'Brien, Colin O'Neill, Adam English, and all playing super performance. We've seen Colin Coughlin came on, he was brilliant as well when he came on. So, you know, I'd be saying to those teams, let's have another 63 meetings and let's go back and win it again next year.
The captain, the man from Patrick's Well, the fella who was brought back in by John Kiely today to start, Cian Lynch, is walking up the steps of the Hogan Stand right now. What a leader this guy is. What a player. What a maverick. What an incredible man he's become from the kid we saw make his debut and win Man of the Match all those years ago. It's incredible, his journey.
Yeah, and that's the big cheer that you heard there from the Hill 16 and from around Jones's Road, as they showed the video of Keane going up those steps. I think he's this is the first time, officially anyway, Declan might have been injured for one of the All-Irelands, but I think this is the first time Keane is going to go up and pick up the cup as the official captain. So a huge, huge proud moment for Keane and all his family, you know. The doubts were, would he start today? Like, you know, after being left till 20 minutes to go the last day, I know he had an injury going into it. But that's good. Today shows why you pick your best players, because the final can be won the first 20 minutes every bit as much as it can be in the last 20 minutes.
Charlotte Burns, Luke Duron coming, Luke Lascale is getting ready to hand over the trophy to Cian Lynch as Nicky Quaid jogs towards us here. What a legend that man is, following in his father's footsteps, as many of these Limerick players have done. Man of the Match won't be named until tonight. You've gone through a number of players that stood up today and had glorious All-Ireland final performances. Who's in the mix for you tonight?
Yeah, Nicky going down there, bringing out the young lads onto the field. Like, I've seen his kids, a good few of the matches, they don't seem to miss a match, and that's how it happens. Like how many of them lads were kids when the team were competing for All-Irelands in the 90s, and then their dream came true in days like today. And while today, like I thought in defence, I thought William O'Donoghue was absolutely brilliant. Kyle Hayes was super. They were the two standout performers for me in the back line. Our midfield, Adam English and Keane Lynch, were off the charts. When the game was really there to be won, Keane Lynch was super, making these starting runs. Like if you look at the first half, like it was 13-8, close enough, like, and he was kind of instrumental in a lot of those scores, except for Garo Chegarty. Aidan O'Connor for a lap lane, I don't know if this is his first final, I thought he was real leader. Now he's after stepping into that leadership role. Colin O'Neill 1-4 from Blair, Pierre Casey 4 points, and Gallant 4 points. I'd probably be picking me man of the match from either Kyle Hayes or one of those three, Colin O'Neill, Pierre Casey and Gallant. I'd probably go at Colin O'Neill. Super Fitzgibbon Cup final here in the winter, and super again here today.
Yeah, and doesn't he stand for that new generation of Limerick hurlers too that are still going through? We're just going to listen here for a moment.
I know the people and the team have watched there and Tip lift this trophy in the last 2 years and thought, we want to be back. Well, today, Limerick are back. And to this man on my left, your wonderful captain, playing today for his 57th time in his 11th year, what a leader.
Incredible scenes here, Tommy. Keane Lynch is about to give his speech. I think we'll maybe give a minute of it, and John, you can take over back in studio then. It's a glorious day for Limerick. We haven't even have dreams from Cranberries yet, but that'll come.
Limerick Senior Hurling Panel for 2026. Guys, each and every one of you, there's 37 men there since last December pushing this group. Talk about unity, talk about togetherness, talk about great sportsmen. But each and every one of you guys, you're phenomenal people. So I try to thank each and every one of the players to make it play possible.
Thanks for all you've done. Thanks for your listening.
please, your attention please, and it's unreal. That to the little niggles, that to the long-term injuries. You give everyone the importance and the time that they need, so the medical staff, thanks for that.
Hurling on Off the Ball with Apple Green, making every journey a winning one.
On Off the Ball. You called him a disgrace earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'll call him a disgrace again. I'm amazed at this idea that like Messi is somehow like the player who's got a lot to answer for. It's all the others have a lot to answer for.
Join in the obsession